Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We were lower here today in the grain futures across the board. Of course, those May front month right now will be quit trading on Wednesday. That's the last trading day for all the May grains. So May corn, May beans, May wheat will then become July front month grains. Which for the most part are already considered front month in the industry, but the May's quit on Wednesday. We were down 6 to 8 cents here in the corn. The big thing in the corn is we're back below $5, which was considered support really up to this point. And if we close below there, that will be negative, and a lot of people will begin on get on the sell side here due to that. Beans here unwinding that July no spread after a pretty volatile day on Friday. We continued that. The July beans down 21 cents. Now we're still about 20 cents off the low from last week at 14.42. So we've got a lot of room to work with on the downside till we hit support. But the 20 cent lower is not a very good picture looking forward. And then November beans down 13 and a half here, 12.12, still above $12, which is considered support there. And with those additional acres in beans, now there's a lot of people thinking that investment banks and the like thinking that the thing could go significantly lower. But at this point, they're still above $12. Now, wheat futures here rallied back throughout the day to only close down 5 cents, and that's considered a good close.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning's export report was a little bit bullish for wheat, 23 million bushels, and we're expecting 17 to 21. Corn, bullish as well, even though the price did not go up. 47 million bushels there, expecting 32 to 38. And then beans were a little bit disappointing, but above the average guesses at 9 million bushels, looking for 3 to 6. And of course, we have that corn crop progress report. Well, it's all grains, but corn is looking to be somewhere 55 to 60% planted. Beans somewhere around 30%. Both of those numbers are considered on pace here. They had a good week last week, so everything is good. We're not really behind, so we got a couple more weeks to catch up. Other than that, it seemed like the trade was focused on last week's USDA report. Of course, it was all over the board. A lot of people interpreted it as bullish for old crop grains, meaning like the July in September, but wheat here continued its slide down 5.5 in July, 8.23. There's some rainfall that moved through central Kansas overnight and this weekend, and that was supposed to help their crop along a little bit. But at the end of the day, it seems like here in the southern plains, things are kind of hard to reverse at this point since all the damage up to this point.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, June live cattle were down 40 cents on the day at 137.65. May feeders were up 2 cents at 184.60. And May lean hogs were down $1.25 at 113.42. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up a nickel at 8.24 even. Chicago May wheat down 8.5 cents at 7.05 1/2. Chicago May corn down 7.5 on the day at 4.97 1/2. And May soybeans were off 17.25 cents at 14.83 3/4. And July cotton was down 106 points at 91.30 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.